Blog Talk Radio.
But by acknowledging the infinite word of all expressions of the one life. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Velvastata World Radio. And I am your host, Denise O'Regan. Our beautiful sister, Malou, is not able to join us this week. And as you know, we were away last week in celebration of our wonderful Toronto event here for Almeen, which was a great success, and I'd like to thank everyone who participated for all the blessings that everyone sent in, the donations, and of course I'd like to also thank Tim Holt for coming up from Tampa to co-facilitate the event. And it was just a marvelous, miraculous day. And even at one point, I swear I saw Almeen in the room. And actually, I've had a few people say to me they had that experience too. So we trust it was a magical, miraculous day for you too. And abundant blessings to everyone. Tonight, when I was asking the angels what should we share for our listeners, I came across a meditation, a recording that was done at one of the retreats I was at with Almeen, and it was I'd kind of forgotten about it. But it was so wonderful, and it just felt perfect to share with everybody. So I am going to play that. So I invite you to get comfortable, be cozy, just relax and enjoy this journey with Almeen for the next hour, 45 minutes. And thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. And Malou and I will be back next Saturday at our usual time. We look forward to connecting with you. Have a magical week.
The ghosts of the past become weaker and weaker, the more the eye is fixed on that which is real. You may see them slightly as mist burn away before the light of day. Just deep breath, get really comfy. Belly button, there might be some ghost lingering of things gone by, of dreams. Let us look at life from the eternal perspective. See the earth through the ages. It is from here that you find its poetry. Like the cycle of the caterpillar that loses its legs, that changes its form, that becomes a butterfly. And the butterfly lays its eggs and passes on, like an empty shell. So it is that life ever renews itself in different forms. And that which seems like a cataclysm is but the changing of the caterpillar. Look at it from a larger and larger perspective until you see that life is worth falling in love with. That it is poetry in action, art in motion. Beyond the petty attempts of man to enforce its imprints on life, it is in fact unstoppable, indomitable. It cannot be controlled, it cannot be predicted. For underneath the appearances, the infinite exists. In ever-changing, exquisite beauty.
Part of the seasons.
they bring is that they place adventure and excited expectation in the meridians of the earth that they follow. Another gift of the earth tones. Life moves from one exquisite form to the next. Fall in love with life. Let this day be dedicated to that. For it is in this feeling of being in love with every little creature, with yourself, with the possibilities all around you, that the mist of past ghosts disappear. No longer is the receptacle needed, and it can be cleared and made a holy shrine upon which each day you offer your love to life. Let this be the shrine upon which you lay your head upon the breast of the mother and allow the fullness to flow through you. Let this be the place where you come home to yourself, to the current that flows through the ocean. No need to keep the ghosts in the closet. They were but a temporary skewed perspective. Aware of your pranic tube. The color of the prana depends on where you are in your life. Prana is blue when you contract and hide. Prana is red when you expand further and further with each unveiling of the infinite space in the world around you. You become more, then the prana becomes red. And when you rest in the contentment of your being, it becomes yellow. As you stay in the stillness of peace, and when you live all these things at once, the prana is white. See it now as white. Simultaneously, with each deep in-breath, pull the pranic tube smaller and smaller and smaller by pulling the lower part up and the top part down to the belly button. As the pranic tube grows smaller and smaller, it creates a dense ball of white light. Once you find that you have this ball of white light, with each breath let it grow brighter and brighter until it glows like a big white ball about the size of a dinner plate in your midriff. We will just stay with that a while. Just observe it. The life force center was a usurper. It was that which stole the throne. This is the true ruler of the body. The pranic tube that is not a tube at all. just observe it. Awareness in this bright ball of white light, let it sink backwards into the place of timelessness, deeper and deeper into your being, into the Hariknet, the place where there are no boundaries, no space and no time. Sahara Connect. Let it sink deeper and deeper into this place of timelessness, like the mountain pond that you visit, where all is still and clear, and nothing matters, for everything is erased by the passage of eternity.
Thank you.
hierarchies of importance dissolve. You become the song of silence. Thank you. Relax your bodies. Let them spread. Let them become boundless. No tension anywhere. 5 minutes. Allow yourself to become aware of the moment here. But you do not ever need to leave this. Never. The awareness of the moment is just a little layer on the top. Take a little break. It'll be our tea break.